If you can hear me in the back, I'll just be loud today, right? I don't like that song either.
I want to talk today. We've been doing it this week for our parishioners, going through James. James was the first reading we heard from. And today, St. James is talking about Jesus, how Jesus served the poor. And a couple big words: a distinction and judgment. And he was being very clear that there are times when the poor are put someplace else than the rich people. Okay? So that's a distinction. That's a judgment. That's like saying, if I had some good friends that... And how much... What are you much... What is he talking about? How much... Who is rich? I don't know, but that's what he's thinking. Who is rich? Who has a house? Who has a car? Who has, you know, enough to live in a house with food and things like that? All of that is kind of rich. And then you have real rich people, and then you have people that don't have that are suffering. And so, say for instance, if I was again. Say I'm going to, I don't know, a restaurant, and I'm having a nice meal with some friends. Not everybody can go to a restaurant. And so they walk in, like James is talking about. And I said to them, please sit on the ground. Is that right?
No.
That's not right, is it? It's not. So how do we want to help not just the poor, not just those that are sick, not those that are lonely, but what are we supposed to do as we're going to a Catholic school, a Christian school with Jesus? How are we to serve and help other people that need help? So not just the people that are poor, not just those that are sick, not just those that don't have things that other people have. How do we help them? Well, that's a question for you today. Yep. To pray for them. To pray for them is awesome. And why shouldn't we pray for people? Yeah, God cares for everyone, right? That's awesome. And God loves us, right? Great job, Cindy. That's awesome. What do you think? How do we help other people?
You what?
If somebody has a cold, how do we help them? Oh, you have a cold, so we should help you. Maybe with some Kleenex? Maybe some soap? Make sure to wash your hands. Yes. If you're not feeling good, you should probably, so you don't share. Right? I'm helping you right there. Helping you, right? Well, we always learn it. I'm guessing your teachers are helping you with that. Amen. And coming to Mass. That's awesome. Yep. Give people food. I know you guys do that throughout the year. We give food to other people. What do you think? There it is. I agree. I need to do that for my health. If you're sick, you take a nap. If you're still sick, you take more naps. That's wise. Every
I'm
one
sick.
Of us. You're sick.
I'm sick now.
Seriously, I take a nap every day there, Connor. What do you think, Jack? God doesn't have food? Wow. That's correct. So how does God help people that are hungry?
What?
Who should help them if God doesn't have food? Who does have food?
Us.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Stay with you, yep, possibly, yep. Especially with your parents, you want to make sure to be safe with those. Yep, you're exactly right, though. And that's what they did in the Old Testament. That was huge in the Old Testament, the Jewish people. If they saw a stranger, they brought him right into the house. Yep.
Give to the poor.
Give to the poor, yep, exactly.
Yep.
Fundraising, yep, yep, yep. Yeah, so at your age, you call your parents and ask how you can help someone. Yeah. Money, find a shelter. Yep, yep. Food shelf, exactly. Food shelf again. Now, one last question I want to remind you, okay, so you don't have to ask this one. What happens at our school when something happens, I don't know, like a little fight or a crew of people that, I don't want to play with that person, that person's alone. That's also your job, going to our school, all right? You might not like everybody, but you have to love each other. That's the most important part. And there are times that you might not want to play with that person today. I don't know. I know boys especially. Sometimes boys will fight each other. And I have brothers and sisters as my siblings. And there are times we needed to be separated and find some other friends because we're brothers. But you want to love each other. You don't want to get separated and just alone and allowing some kids to be alone at our school. I never want to see that. Ever. You should always group as a family, as friends, as buddies, right? So thank you for your great thoughts. You guys are brilliant and I appreciate it. So again, remember, don't have distinctions with other people and don't judge other people. Please stand.